In the house.
In the house.
Is there a believer in the house? Scriptures that we shared some on this morning in our Sunday school lesson in particular was in Mark chapter 16 when Jesus began speaking to the believers and he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, if they drink any deadly thing it shall not hurt them, they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover." And the Bible says in verse 20, it says, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following." Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, the Bible tells us about faith. "Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it the elders obtained a good report. We understand that by faith the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are made were not made of things which do appear." We understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. Faith, we talk about faith. I don't know about you, but faith for me used to be a real struggle. It used to really puzzle me, faith. I really had a problem with faith. I struggled with faith, and it's bad to struggle with faith, because faith is the foundation of everything that we know and have as a believer. By faith we're saved. By grace we're saved through faith. That not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. We serve God by faith. We live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Everything that we receive from God, we receive by faith. Everything we do for God is supposed to be done in faith. And so it's important that we understand faith. I come to believe that faith is the believer's sixth sense. Now you've heard some people talk about the sixth sense. Well, I'm not talking about psychic. I'm talking about the sixth sense of the believer, which is the spiritual sense, because we have the five senses. We have the taste, we have the touch, we have the smell, we have the hearing, we have the seeing. But we have another sense called faith.
Right.
It's our sixth sense. It's the believer's ability to see what cannot be seen with the natural eye.
Right.
It's the believer's ability to hear what cannot be heard with the natural ear. And to taste what cannot be tasted with the natural taste. Remember Jesus said, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." He's not talking about tasting apple pie or tasting turkey and dressing. He's talking about a spiritual taste that we possess as believers. Faith is the supernatural sense that is birthed in the human heart when God's word is heard, received, believed, and acted on. Remember the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is birthed in the heart when God's word is heard, when it's received, when it's believed, and when it's acted on. Faith. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
Faith enabled Elijah to hear the sound of an abundance of rain when not one single drop of rain had fallen from the sky in 3.5 years. And yet, in the midst of a drought, Elijah stands up and prophesies and declares, "I hear the sound of an abundance of rain." Well, there wasn't no rain in the natural. He heard it in the spirit. He heard a spiritual rain, and because he heard it in the faith realm, it manifested in the natural realm. Faith enabled Elijah to hear the sound of an abundance of rain when not one drop had fallen from the sky in 3.5 years. Faith, it sustained a widow woman through the famine. Her meal barrel wasted not. The cruse of oil did not fail until the Lord sent rain according to the word of the Lord by Elijah. By faith. Everybody say, by faith.
By faith.
By faith, a widow woman went from nothing but a small pot of oil to an abundance that satisfied her creditors and blessed her family. Hebrews 11 and 7 said, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet," in other words, not seen with the natural eye, "he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hebrews 11:23 says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Hebrews 11:27 says, by faith he, Moses, forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Hebrews 11:29 says, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. Hebrews 11:30 says, by faith, everybody say, by faith.
By faith.
The walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. What I want you to see tonight, I want you to notice this, and I want this to really get in your spirit tonight. I want you to recognize that there are action words connected with faith in every one of these scriptures that I gave to you. Every one of these scriptures, Noah moved. Noah moved with fear. He prepared an ark. The walls of Jericho fell, but they only fell after they were compassed about or walked around for 7 days. The Bible said Moses was hid. There was something on Moses' parents' part. By faith, they hid Moses. There was an action. Moses, the Bible said, forsook Egypt. It was an action. Everybody say, faith.
Faith
is an action word. Now, faith is not a generic mental assent to the truthfulness of the Word of God. How many times have you heard somebody say, I believe it. If it's in that book, I believe it. Whatever that book says, I believe it. If it's between the covers of that blessed book, I believe it. Well, the truth is, if you don't know what it says, you can't believe it. You can mentally assent to it. You can say that you believe it on a mental basis because you assent to it and agree to it, but you cannot truly believe it if you don't know what it says. Is that understandable? You can't believe it if you don't know what it says. Faith is not a generic mental assent to the truthfulness of the Word of God. There's no true Bible faith without corresponding actions. Now, I don't know about you, but I want Bible faith. Because I find in the Word of God that people that had Bible faith did awesome things. And Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Them that have Bible faith. Anyone can say, I believe in the strength and the ability of that bridge to support the weight of my car and myself, but it's not faith on your part until you're driving across that bridge. Are you understanding? Does that make sense? You can stand on the side and say, I believe that bridge can support me, but you're not acting in faith until you get in your car and you drive across that bridge. Faith. Everyone say, by faith.
By faith.
Now, Mark 16, 15 and 18, the scriptures I alluded to in the beginning, Jesus said, go into the world, all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not. What does he believe? He said, preach the gospel, and he that believeth shall be saved. What does he believe? He believes the gospel that is preached to them. He that believes is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Then he goes on and says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Friend, if God's word is true, and we know it is, if God's word is true, here's a question. Why do we not see more of the power of God manifested in our lives? If God's word is true, I believe the answer is in understanding what Jesus meant when he said, believe. These signs shall follow believers. These signs shall follow them that believe. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, by faith.
By faith.
Now, We've raised a generation, even within the church, we've raised a generation of mental assenters. In other words, we agree with the mind to the truth and the validity of the Word of God. I often hear people say things like this. I hear people say this all the time. They say about their children, they say, he's a good kid. She's a good kid. And they say, they love the Lord. They love the Lord. Well, they're living in a homosexual lifestyle. They're living in an adulterous affair. They're fornicating. They're drinking. They're on drugs. And yet you'll hear the parents say, they love the Lord. Well, I understand in a sense what you're saying. But the truth is they don't love the Lord. They love something they know about the Lord. They love the fact that God is good and God is kind and God is merciful and God is long-suffering and God is forgiving, and they love knowing that about God. But the truth is, you don't love Him if you don't obey Him. I didn't say that. Jesus said. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So from Jesus' perspective, believers are more than agreeers. It's amazing. You can walk in, you could be in a bar, and you could be sitting with somebody, and they could be sitting next to you on a bar stool, and you could get agreement that Jesus is the Son of God. They'd be tipping their beer and agreeing with you. Yeah, Jesus. Oh, yes, I believe He's the Son of God. Yes, I believe it. I believe He died for us. Yes. But that doesn't make them saved. They're agreeing to it. But they are not really believers. Because from a biblical standpoint, believers are doers. Believers are doers. James 2 and 19 says, the devils believe and tremble. I think sometimes the devils are more active than believers. Because at least the devils tremble. He said the believers, the devils believe and tremble, but they don't do any righteous works of faith. The plague that has infected the church world is that of calling the agreement of the mind a vital living faith, calling it believing. But it's not really believing without corresponding actions. According to the Scripture, everybody say the Scripture. Say according to the Word of God. According to the Word of God, faith has corresponding actions, and it's called works. Faith without works is dead. That means a believer, a true Bible believer, is a doer.
Yes, right.
Everybody say, get busy.
Get busy.
Now let me give you an illustration. To agree that tithing is a biblical principle, to agree that tithing is a principle that transcends Old and New Covenant, doesn't make you a believer, it just makes you an agreeer. It doesn't make you a believer until you're a doer. The minute you act on what you agree with, you become a biblical believer. The same applies to prayer. To agree to the great need of prayer, the power of prayer in your life, does not make you a praying person. It does not make you powerful. It does not make what you believe accomplish anything, because you're not really a person of prayer until you pray. And so to agree to Jesus' words, this kind goeth not forth but by prayer and fasting, to agree with that scripture does not give you power. It does not give you power over the devils to cast them out. There has to be some prayer and fasting. To agree to the liberty of the Spirit, to worship the Lord by praising God, clapping our hands, shouting, dancing, does not make us a liberated worshiper. Just to agree to it, to agree to Jesus' words concerning self-denial, taking up the cross, it brings us no closer to resurrection power. We have to do it.
Yes. Amen.
Look at someone and say, you have to do it.
You have to do it.
Believers are doers, and doers are seers. Let me say it again. Is there a believer in the house? Friend, I said that because of this. I believe that many of our churches are filled with agreeers. They're filled with people who mentally assent to the validity of the Word of God, but they're not doers. They're not living what they agree with. They're not living the Word of God. They're not praying. You can ask people, many churches, you can ask them, you can say, do you believe that as a believer you need to pray? And the hands will go up everywhere. But you call a prayer meeting and you might get one person, two persons to come. Why? Because they agree with it, but they're not doers. Believers are doers, and doers are seers. In other words, we will see the manifestation in the doing, not in the agreeing. Now Jesus says to his disciples, he says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. But let me take just a minute to develop this thought right here. Jesus said to the disciples, Mark chapter 16, and these signs shall follow them that believe. First of all, he says this. I love this scripture. How many love the Word of God?
Amen.
He says, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. And he said, and those that believe and are baptized shall be saved. And he said, and then he goes right on. He says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. It's amazing. He said they'll get saved, they'll believe, they'll get saved, they'll get baptized. Hallelujah. And they'll go out and they'll do the work. Wow. He said the believers. He didn't say apostles, pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists. He said believers. He said believers. There was a young man, he came to, how many's ever heard of T.L. Osborne?
Oh, yeah.
T.L. Osborne's with the Lord in heaven right now. But thank God, what a man of God he was. He impacted this world forever. This world will never get over the impact of T.L. Osborne and Daisy Osborne and the lives that they lived and the impact that they left on humanity for the kingdom of God. But T.L. Osborne said he was preaching in a crusade one time in Africa somewhere, and he said one of these guys came, and he said he was not a very nice guy. He was a very cantankerous person. He was what they would call a heathen. He's very nice, but T.L. Osborne didn't like to say things like that, but he said he's what they call a heathen. But he came and he got saved, and he heard the gospel. He got saved. He received Jesus Christ. And they had a crusade and went for like about 3 weeks. And they were teaching and they were instructing and they were discipling and all of these things. And he said, and he heard the gospel and he heard the go ye and all the world preach the gospel, signs and wonders and miracles and healing and deliverance. And in my name you'll cast out devils. And this young man, he got so excited when the crusade was over, he grabbed up his knapsack and he grabbed up his Bible. He grabbed up his notepad and they said, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to the Maasai. It was a tribe of people that had hardly been reached by anybody. He said, I'm going to the Maasai. They said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to preach the gospel to them. He said, I'm going to hold a crusade with them. They said, you can't do that. You can't do that. He said, I sure. He said, T.L. and Daisy said, I can. See, sometimes what we would take people and we will educate faith right out of them.
Right.
We'll talk to them and we'll convince them they can't do anything until they've been in the church for 15 or 20 years, until they've gone to seminary, until they've gone to cemetery, until they got a degree of some kind. And we'll educate faith right out of them. But this man had sat under a man of God. He'd seen the power of God in demonstration, and faith was birthed in his heart, and he believed the Word of God, and he just picked up his knapsack, took his Bible, and headed off to the Maasai. Hallelujah. And he went. And he preached the gospel to them. And they got saved. And they got healed. And they got delivered. And he cast out devils. And he did the work of Jesus. Glory to God. And then after a little bit, he sent for somebody. And this person was, he had worked with T.L. Osborne. And he said, I need you to come. He said, what do you need me to come for? He said, I need you to disciple this. He said, I got a lot of them saved. Now they need to be discipled. They need to be taught to do the same thing that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, he was a doer. He was a believer. That's a true believer.
Yeah.
A true believer is a doer. See, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Immediately, when we become believers, true biblical believers, we're supposed to expect signs.
Yes, amen.
To follow us.
Right.
We're not supposed to be running after signs, but signs are supposed to follow us.
Right.
What does that mean? That means wherever you go, things should be changed. Wherever you go, things should be different. Wherever you go, lives should be changed. Yes. You should make an impact wherever you go for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. T.L., he cracked me up. He's not a big guy, but he knew who he was in Christ. He said, when I step off the plane and my foot touches the ground, he said, devils go to running. And they say, T.L. is here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
That's what happened with Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus was going across the lake, and when he got to the other side, he got out of the boat, stepped his foot down. As soon as he put his foot down on the ground, here come a man filled with devils, and he was crying. He fell down at Jesus' feet.
Yeah.
That devil knew the moment Jesus' foot touched that ground. When you know who you are in Christ, when you know who you are, when you know the power that you possess in Christ, when you know the anointing, when you know that you know that you know, devils will know. Remember? Remember this morning what we talked about? Remember they said they came and they said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, come out of the man. This is what the devil said. We know Jesus and we know Paul. But we don't know you. What they were saying was this. They were saying, Paul has authority and we know it. Paul can do some damage here and we know it. But you don't have no power. And as far as we're concerned, you don't count. And they beat him. And that one man jumped on all seven of them and beat him up. And he ran out of the house. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. See, what he wants us to understand is, he wants us to understand that at the moment that we receive the gospel, the moment we become believers, we have power. We have authority. We have rights. We have privileges. Hallelujah. We have an anointing, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and bless him right now. Thank him right now for what he's given to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. You're a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Many people will say they believe the Bible, but they don't live according to its principles. They don't believe it. In fact, they just agree to it. When we believe, we will do. And when we do and become doers of the word and do what we're agreeing with, we will see the power of God. We will see it. When we do what we agree is true. Jesus said in John 11 and 40, Jesus said to Martha and to Mary, said I not unto you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Now let me show something. What was the difference between their believing and their seeing? What was it that he required on their side? Remember, faith has works. Faith without works is dead. Jesus had to get them from what they called believing, which was just agreeing. Well, we believe that Lazarus will live again in the resurrection at the last day. If you would have been here, our brother wouldn't have died. See, they had past faith, they had future faith, they didn't have no now faith. They were just agreed. They didn't have no faith, then there was no believing. So Jesus had to get them into the now with their faith.
Yeah.
So Jesus says, okay, let me show you something. If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. They said, oh, we believe. He said, okay, well then move the stone out of the way. They said, oh, Lord! Woo! Lord, he's been dead 4 days. He stinks! Jesus said, I'm a paraphraser. Jesus said, I thought you said you believed.
Yeah.
See, they really weren't believing. Because faith has actions. It has corresponding actions. If they really would have believed, as soon as Jesus said, move the stone out of the way, they would have said, oh, hallelujah, yes, get that stone out of the way. Glory to God. Move that thing out of the way so our brother could come out of the grave. They didn't believe. They believed in, believed. You know what they believed in? They believed in decomposition. They believed that the body was decomposing. They believed that that body had been dead 4 days. They believed that it was breaking down. That's what they believed. Jesus says, but if you really believe that I am the resurrection and the life, you get the stone out of the way. And you'll see the glory of God. And when they remove the stone, what happened? Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead. Came forth. Ooh, all wrapped up like a mummy. How did he come forth? And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to close in a minute. So what was the difference between believing and seeing? Doing. They had to remove the stone. We can talk about prayer, we can sing about prayer, write songs about prayer, preach about prayer, teach about prayer, preach about prayer, but we will not experience the benefits and the power of prayer until we pray. Same with fasting. We can talk about fasting. We can preach about it, teach about the need for it, how Jesus, his disciples fasted, the great benefits of fasting according to the Bible. But until we actually push the plate away, deny ourselves, there'll be no release of supernatural power to deliver captives and set them free. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, this is the fast that the Lord has chosen, that you undo heavy burdens, that you loose the people, that you set the captives free, this, that you destroy every yoke. He said, this is the fast that I have chosen, the chosen fast. What is the chosen fast supposed to do? Destroy yokes, loose heavy burdens, and set captives free. Right. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! You don't fast to lose weight. That's called a diet. Almost done. Jesus said, or James said, it's not the forgetful hearer who hears and agrees with the word but does nothing with it who is blessed, but it's the doer of the word who is blessed. If we want breakthrough into a new dimension of spiritual power and authority, just make a determination. From now on, no matter what it looks like or feels like, I'm going to be a doer of the word. I'm going to be a biblical believer. When you begin to walk and measure as a biblical believer, things will happen in your life that have never happened before. Things will happen in your life that will blow your mind. I said it, let me just say it again. I can say, there's a bridge that spans this gap, and I can stand and I can look at that bridge and I can say all day long, I believe that bridge can hold me and can carry me to the other side. But it's not real faith until I'm walking across that bridge, putting my trust and my confidence in that bridge's ability to hold me up. It's the same with the Word of God. We can agree to how true the Word of God is, how powerful it is, but until we are standing on it and living by it and walking by it, we're not true believers. We're just agreeing. And there's a big difference between agreeing and believing. There's a big difference. Action. What is the difference between believing and agreeing? Action. Believers are doers. A moment, Jesus says, a moment a person is a believer, he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Isn't that awesome? He didn't say, these signs shall follow them that go to Bible college. These signs shall follow them that are in the ministry for 15 years. These signs shall follow them that are in the fivefold ministry. No, these signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. You know, what does that do? What does that do? And I'm done preaching, but what does that do? That puts every one of us on the same field. Amen. It levels the field. It doesn't put pastor up here, evangelist here, prophet here, apostle here. It puts us all on the same place. Believers. Amen. Believers. these signs shall follow them that believe. Will you stand with me tonight? Is there a believer in the house?
Amen.
I know many places, many churches, many people are agreeers. We agree. But do we believe? Do we believe? Do we believe? Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. I don't know about you. I want to be a believer. I want my words and my actions to agree. When your words and your actions come together, you're going to see some power in your life that you haven't seen before. When your words and your actions come together, there's going to be a power released in your life greater than you've ever seen before. I'm telling you, I know this from my own experience. I grew up in church all my life, and most all my life I've agreed to the truth of God's word. But there is a tremendous difference between agreeing and believing. Because when you believe, you'll do. When you believe, your actions will correspond to your faith. Faith without works is dead. Some of you need God's power manifested in your life. Some of you need God's power manifested in your family. Some of you need God's power manifested in your body. And you know what? God is more than willing to do it. It's not a shortage on God's side, nor is it a reluctance on God's part to do it for you. But he needs faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I want you to reach over, take someone by the hand tonight. And I want you to pray for each one tonight. I want you to pray for each one tonight that God will stir up a spirit of faith in each one. Because there's some of you here tonight that have struggled with faith, just like I struggle with faith. We struggle with faith. We struggle with believing. We struggle with being able to enter into the promises of God. And I want you to pray for each one tonight that God will empower them, that God will strengthen them, that God will stir up that spirit of faith in them. God will ignite that spirit of faith in them in the name of Jesus, that whatever they're in need of tonight will come into manifestation. Father, I pray for my brothers, my sisters, this wonderful family of God tonight, Lord. They have needs in their lives, Lord. I know they do. We have needs in our lives, Lord. But I know, God, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. I know, God, that it's by faith, God, that we please you. I know, God, that it's by faith tonight, God, that the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about. I know it's by faith that Noah moved in fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. I know it's by faith tonight that we're going to see our loved ones saved. It's by faith tonight, God, that we're going to see miracles released. We're going to see healing manifested in our bodies, in our families. It's by faith, Lord, we're going to see our children saved. It's by faith, God, we're going to see our families restored and restoration. Oh, it's by faith tonight, God, that we're going to roll away the stone. It's by faith, God, that we're going to move everything out of the way that's a hindrance tonight, God. It's by faith, God, that we're going to see the glory of God manifested. We are believers tonight, God. We're not just agreeers, Lord. Certainly we agree with your word, God, but we are more than just agreeers, Lord. We are believers tonight, God, and we're going to move away the stone. We're going to roll away the stone tonight. We're going to hit our knees in prayer. We're going to act on the word of God. We're going to do what you said do. We're going to be doers of the word and not hearers only, God. Lord, I thank you for a spirit of faith tonight, God, that is being manifested, that's being released in the lives of your people, God. The needs are being met, Lord. God, that miracles are happening, that bodies are being healed, Lord, that families are being restored, God, that lives are being transformed, God, that impossible situations are being turned around tonight by the power of God, because we believe. We are believers, Lord. We believe your word is true, God. We believe that you do what you said you would do. We believe that if we do our part, you will do your part. We believe believe that if we move the stone out of the way, that you will raise Lazarus up, Lord. We believe. Hallelujah, God, I thank you for that spirit of faith, God. I thank you, Lord, that we have the same spirit of faith as it is written. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I thank you, God, for the spirit of faith, God. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name tonight, God. I bless your name tonight, God. I thank you for miracles and signs and wonders. I thank you for healing and deliverance. I thank you for restoration, Lord. I thank you, God, for transformation, Lord. I praise you, God. For you are God, and you are mighty, God. Hallelujah. I believe something is happening right now. I feel something happening in the spirit right now. There's a shift in the spirit right now. There's a shift in the spirit. Some people that have struggled, some people that have went through things that have felt helpless and hopeless. I'm telling you, faith is conquering. Faith is winning. Oh, faith is taking us to the victory. For this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith, oh God, I thank you for victory tonight, God. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says, Psalms 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. His word is his power. And that power is manifested when that word is heard, believed, received, and acted on. Remember Jesus, and I just want to share this thought with you, and we're going to go. Jesus shared concerning the four types of soil. He said there's thorny ground, there's hard ground, there's ground that's rocky, wayside ground. But one of those four soils, he said, is good ground. All four soils had the same thing happen. They heard the word. He said, this is the seed. The seed is the word of God. He said, it is sown when it is heard. All four soils heard the word, but they didn't react to it the same. The fourth soil, the Bible says, Jesus said, the fourth soil it fell on, he said, it fell on good ground. And he said, they heard the word, and they kept the word, and with patience they brought forth fruit. Some 60, some 30, some 100-fold. You're the one that decides whether you're the good ground or not. Someone said, well, I'm just that thorny ground. Well, you don't have to be. It's up to you. It's all up to you. It's all up to your response to the word. It's all up to how you receive the word and how you respond to the word. I decided I want to be good ground. I'm going to hear the word. I'm going to keep the word. And I'm going to bring forth fruit. Amen. I believe that God has done some things tonight without me laying hands on anybody. I believe that a spirit of faith has been released in this house. And I believe that God is moving supernaturally to change some things in your life tonight, simply by the power of the Word of God. He sent His Word and healed them. So I want us, as we're dismissed tonight, I just want us to lift our hands, lift your voices, and just begin to thank God for what He's done and what He's going to do in your life, in your family, in your ministry. Father, thank you tonight. Lord, we receive it tonight. We walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. And in faith, we say thank you. In faith, we lift our hands, we lift our hearts, we lift our voices, and we say thank you, God. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for turnaround. Thank you for transformation. Thank you for divine intervention, God. Thank you, oh Hasaya, la ba 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 ba, siketenabohosha. God, because we believe, we say thank you. Because we believe the report that we have heard, we say thank you. And we praise you, Lord, for what you have done and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you put your hands together, give the Lord a good hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't God good? Amen. Amen. You can be dismissed. Shake hands, hug necks, love one another. We are glad that you came to the house of the Lord tonight.